It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat here on KNCA 103.9 FM as the basketball season is back and going here in 2023. Horton Locker Room Chat's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds, and we're joined now by Zach Nelson, the Horton girls basketball coach, and let's dive into it. Coach, we'll talk about the game against Oskaloosa earlier this week, but you know, going from the mid portions of December, you get the couple weeks for the holiday break. How do you feel like you utilized that practice time? Was it productive overall, the break? How was it, and how did you feel about your team with that extra time off?
Well, we had quite a bit of time off, more than probably we needed to. We really weren't able to get together as a whole team. We had several girls that missed throughout, you know, for other reasons, health, you know, just gone or whatever. We just truly didn't really get to practice as much as we would have liked to. And honestly, it really showed last night during the Oski game.
Yeah, kind of take us through that game a little bit. Some of the teams in the area, you know, not playing until Friday, but we did have a handful of teams get their first games back on Tuesday. You were one of those teams, and EKL really got going. And, you know, a home game against Oskaloosa, 48-39, Bears get the win. Just a few key takeaways from that one.
A lot of it, that first half, we came out really, really flat. I mean, that's on me as far as not getting them amped and ready to go. They out-hustled us. They outworked us that first half really, really well. Hats off to them doing that. I thought in the second half we played much, much better. We were down 15, I think, at the half. We were able to cut it within, I believe, two, but we just couldn't quite get over that hump. I mean, we dug a big hole, and we just couldn't get out of it.
Coming up next for you on Friday, a road trip to Moore Hill Mounts Academy, a Ravens team that did not play on a Tuesday, but sitting there at 3-2 coming out of the break most recently, their last December game, a win over Pleasant Ridge. How much do you know about this Ravens squad, and what kind of game do you expect this week?
I haven't quite watched film on them yet, but I know they're well coached. Luke does a fantastic job with the girls he gets, and they play hard. Always have good matchups with them. Truly, in the last couple of years, playing against them the four games, I think all four games have been within maybe a bucket or two. So it should be a pretty close game, hopefully. Maybe we can clean up some things and get back on the right track.
Yeah, and what will be a few keys for Friday and going in there and getting a win?
Oh, we got to make sure that we take care of the ball. We had 32 turnovers against Oskaloosa, so we got to clean that up. And free throws, we got to shoot a lot of free throws. We just didn't make a lot of free throws last night. We were 12 for 39 from the free throw line. So, you know, I mean, and take away just a couple of those mistakes, maybe limit down to maybe 20 turnovers and make half of our free throws. And, I mean, you know, that's a completely different game, I believe, but going against the Moore Hill team, we're going to have to really take care of the ball and make sure that we knock down our shots.
Horton girls basketball coach Zach Nelson joining us here again, brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. Chargers back to it on Friday with a road trip to Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Coach, we appreciate it very much as always. Good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.